Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack wants members of Congress to know how the Trans-Pacific Partnership benefits farmers and ranchers in their individual states.
Many members of Congress and many senators come from states, for example, that are beef producers. They need to know that the Japanese market, which is an extraordinarily large market opportunity for us in terms of beef, will see 74% of the tariff lines or taxes that have been assessed by the Japanese on beef and beef products will be eliminated over the next 16 years. They may be from states that are heavy pork producers. My home state of Iowa, for example, North Carolina, they'll need to know that the tariffs, 65% of tariffs on pork, will be eliminated in Japan in 11 years or less, nearly 80% in 16 years or less. If you're from a state like California, you need to know that tariffs are eliminated in a multitude of horticultural products, from fresh apples to cherries to pears to citrus fruits and juices to grapes to avocados to strawberries to blueberries to cranberries, watermelon, papaya, potato products, processed fruit products, tree nuts, and fresh and processed vegetables.
During a press conference about the TPP this week, Vilsack was asked about the currency manipulation concerns that have been voiced by many criticizing the agreement, including the National Farmers Union.
Well, currency manipulation historically has not been part of trade discussions and negotiations, number one. Number two, there are mechanisms and processes by which issues involving currency manipulation can and have been handled, and in fact, we're seeing those mechanisms being utilized by the Treasury Department and others to call out manipulation if they see it. I will tell you that from an agricultural perspective, the bottom line is pretty clear here. We're going to sell more American agricultural products across the board. We're going to sell it to an incredibly expanding and rapidly expanding middle class. And American producers and those whose jobs are connected to exports of American agricultural products are going to benefit from this agreement.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.